Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
2024 was not a good year for South Africa's car industry. New vehicle sales fell by 3% in the 12-month period, just over 515,700 units compared with 2023. Exports were down by a significant 22.8% to just over 308,000 units. Engineering News quotes NAMSA as saying this is the first manifestation of the industry's fears about the potential impact of policy changes in its biggest market, the EU. According to NAMSA, the decline in exports was also due to low economic growth in Europe and increasing competition from Chinese electric vehicle imports. Manufacturing sentiment in the country is down for the second month in a row. That's according to the ABSA Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the Stellenbosch University Bureau for Economic Research. The index fell to 46.2 in December from 48.1 in November. Says ABSA, the December PMI results underscore the challenges facing South Africa's manufacturing sector. And on the bright side, the sub-index on expected business conditions has increased to 67.6, the highest since September last year. And that, says ABSA, suggests manufacturers remain hopeful for a recovery in 2025. There's an old adage, never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's certainly being followed by Chinese internet gaming giant Tencent. Tencent's been in the headlines this week after being placed on a US Defense Department blacklist, accused of links to China's military, which it has denied. As we've reported over the past couple of days, Tencent's share has declined dramatically in Hong Kong, New York, and Johannesburg. A fat chunk of Tencent's held by South Africa's Naspers and Prosus, and they are major components of the JSE Top 40, hence our interest. But while one part of the company has been issuing news statements denying the military links accusations, another part has embarked on the biggest share buyback since 2006, worth some 3.6 billion rand. And if the company is successful in its bid to be removed from the blacklist, that's going to look like very smart business indeed. On the markets, the JSE saw the all-share close last evening down 1.2%, the top 40 the same. London's FTSE ended just above flat. In New York, the Dow ended up 0.25%, the S&P 500 just beneath that, the Nasdaq just into negative territory. Tokyo this morning down 0.8%, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney down 0.4%. The US dollar remains firm at 103 to the euro, the rand weaker, 18.91 to the dollar, 19.51 to the euro, 23.36 to sterling. Gold at 2,661, platinum 957, Bitcoin just over 94,150, and Brent crude oil just over $76 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.